This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at TheLiveDoctor.com, and really happy to be back with you again for another session here on the DJB Health Show. The last time we were talking, I had mentioned this lemon juice story of a situation that happened was over 100 years ago. And one thing I'm sure you understand, and we've talked about it in the past, is that a lot of modern-day therapies that are, of course, all based on drugs and have been based on drugs for almost 100 years now are copies of various therapies, usually herbal, that have been known for hundreds of years to be very effective for various kinds of conditions. And when the natural healing environment inside of our country, the herbalists, the naturalists, these people who knew how to take the plants that Mother Nature had made and create therapies from them to address various nutritional deficiencies inside of our bodies, because that's where most disease processes come from anyway. The more modern our diet is, the more we seem to be lacking in critical micronutrients that tend to lead towards disease processes. And when the earlier therapies have been replaced by drugs, obviously you're missing the nutritional aspect of it, which reduces drugs. And I know there's a lot of your friends, maybe your family members that are out there that are alive and running around right now because of some miracle drug. I'm not dissing that at all. Please believe me. It's just this overall dependency on a drug for an immediate effect in the body that has been created by various environmental issues, the most powerful one of which is our dietary choices. And with that as an opening, I want to get into one of the most powerful healing forces that you can bring into your body that you might be missing out a little bit on. And I want to set the stage for that. There was an article in the New York Times Magazine all the way back March 16th, 2003, that was written by Lisa Sanders, MD, a recent graduate of, I think, the College of New York Medical School. And Lisa Sanders has, I don't know how extent the practice of medicine has been for her, but she has become a radio and TV personality in the New York area as kind of the go-to person when some kind of a medical issue shows up because of her publications and the celebrity that has resulted from her public appearances. And she wrote in this article, it was very, very interesting. I was almost shocked myself when I first read it. But to tell you once again, it's March 16th, 2003, and it's the New York Times, and it's the Sunday magazine. You may be living in an area right now that has a feature in the Sunday newspaper, if you still get the newspapers, that has kind of a Sunday publication. And in this publication, she talked about the beginning of her medical training in what is known as the White Coat Ceremony. And at the beginning of medical school, the first class at the first semester, you don your white coats. And there's a ceremony about this that is a part of the whole process of becoming a med student. And they were addressed by the dean of the medical school. And he stands on the stage in front of these freshman medical students, and he says, "Doctors, half of what you are about to be taught is incorrect. Unfortunately, we don't know which half." And as she writes in this article, he was absolutely serious about the whole thing. And it was kind of an invitation for research and to not just memorize whatever you have to do here to get to pass tests, but to immerse yourself into the drama of healing. Now, in my school, I went to Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, the mother of chiropractic. And the very first day of the very first semester, and there's 10 semesters involved in chiropractic education, five semester years after 3 years of pre-med. We have to get into chiropractic college, you have to go through the same pre-med you have to go through to get into med school. And we had somewhat, you know, not as dramatic, because we don't have a white coat ceremony. That's not necessary. But the induction into the concept of healing, and to realize that healing is an inside-out type of action, type of a process dynamic inside the human body. Medicine, on the other hand, it's kind of an outside-in. You've got this, and again, I'm not dissing medicine. I just want you to be able to understand the difference in philosophy, because you'll hear Dr. Ken on the DJV Health Show, and that just tremendous knowledge, tremendous understanding from his viewpoint. He and I agree on an awful lot of things, but there's some things, you know, we have different viewpoint. Mine is centered primarily in the idea that the body has the ability to heal itself, given the right set of circumstances. And the right set of circumstances, from my viewpoint, isn't to beleaguer it with more drugs upon drugs upon drugs, because I saw a brand new patient yesterday in my clinic in Salt Lake City that's on six different drugs, wanting to know why they constantly feel sick and have no energy and do not want to get out of bed. And so we address these kinds of things and natural alternatives to what's going on under the direction of their physician, of course. And so my primary motivation is this understanding inside of us that our bodies have the ability to heal. And so you will not get, unless your primary care physician has stepped outside of the basic medical model and actually started studying and researching the nutritional needs of the human body, you won't get nutritional advice. Because what doctors are not up on, they're down on, as a general rule. And what they think of nutrition, they don't. Most medical schools do not have any required nutritional classes. Some do, but they end up being a half hour to an hour long lecture that doesn't have any lasting effect in their educational process. So I want to give you an example of natural healing that I run across almost on a weekly basis, if not daily sometimes, especially during the cold and flu season. Now, if you were to ask me, Dr. Jack, give me a good image in my mind of fear, and I'll tell you about the mothers that I consult with during the winter when they have a child with burning fever, especially if it's the first child, and the mother is somewhat unfamiliar with the human body's natural processes of fever to address a particular situation that's going on inside the body. The body is not stupid. This power, this dynamic inside of us that I refer to as the forbidden doctor. I'm not the forbidden doctor. The forbidden doctor is this power, this energy, this dynamic inside of all of our living bodies that heal it. That when the sperm met the egg and that house that you were going to eventually be born into out of your mother begins to be developed, the majesty, the power, the direction behind that, and is the forbidden doctor. And it stays with you. And I say forbidden because, as I whisper to some of my patients on occasion, the medical tyranny forbids you to know about that. They want you to think that good health, that the whole process of living healthily is to avoid the landmines and the crevasses that we travel through in life. If we can avoid the landmines and avoid the pits and the holes and the bombs and the claymores, we can get through life to the age that we're supposed to be in relatively good condition. My viewpoint is you give the body what it needs to be able to function and perform the way Mother Nature intended. You don't have to worry about anything else. And in our super fast society that we live in today, we're always looking for the magic bullet. Oh, I got a sore throat. Oh, you better go get some antibiotics. Oh, I got some joint pain. Well, you better go get some anti-inflammatory. And that's kind of the mindset with the tremendous flood of drug commercials that show up on television all the time. I just saw a new one this morning for myasthenia gravis. And the whole point of this, of course, is to keep you thinking drugs, drugs, drugs. Problem, problem, problem. Drugs, drugs, drugs. There's got to be a drug to address your problem. Rather than looking at inside yourself to see what might be missing in your diet that can tend to these kinds of problems. So I'm going to use an example here of a child with burning fever, because this is something that I face on a regular basis with so many patients. And there is something that's not so mysterious that the body is trying to tell the mother when the child has fever. And it's simply a lack of calcium. Oh, yes, it's that simple. When a child's body, especially when teeth begin to emerge, and there's a tremendous need for calcium for those teeth, calcium stores inside the body will drop, and the child will go into fever to start to leach calcium out of its developing skeleton to make sure the rest of the system has enough calcium inside the body for the little baby's body to function. Now, I know that may be one of the craziest things you've ever heard, but calcium and whole food vitamin C is absolutely essential when a child is going into a feverish response. But what have you been taught? In most cases, you've been taught, well, you know, just keep them warm and keep them comfortable and keep them hydrated, which is absolutely certain. That's what we should be doing. But a lot of times, a drug, they want to administer a certain drug to bring the fever down when the body, again, is not stupid. It knows what it's doing, and it's raising that temperature up to get something to take place that's necessary. And so I'm going to tell you a home remedy that is so simple to be able to take care of this the next time you run across the situation. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the BJB Health Show coming up next.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to Balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid indigestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with Balance7.com. Order today at support@Balance7.com. That's support@Balance7.com. Or call Balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Want to show your favorite teacher some love? Staples has you covered.
Covered how?
This week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards on your in-store purchases to give to your favorite teacher for supplies.
So they can stock up on markers and crayons?
Staples has it covered.
Art and cleaning supplies?
Covered. During Teacher Appreciation Week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards for your favorite teacher or school, plus up to 5% back in Staples rewards for yourself. Download the Staples Connect app to sign up for classroom rewards.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. That is the structural end of what I do with patients. And I saw three new people yesterday. And during the show, I want to tell you about it. But at forbiddendoctor.com is the nutritional end of what I do. Now, what are you going to do? When these mothers come in and they... Usually, they'll follow what their pediatrician told them to do. But every now and then, they're going to ask me, if they get familiar with me and they understand where I'm coming from, they'll call the office or something else. And I'm not a pediatrician, but I have a huge pediatric practice. There's a wall in our clinic that is just covered with several hundred pictures of little kids who wanted their pictures taken to go up on the wall after I started taking therapy. And the question comes up, a chiropractor is taking care of little children? Yeah, they have spines. And those spines are out there bouncing around on trampolines. And those spines are out there banging heads with their little soccer matches at 4 and 5 and 6 years old. Oh, yeah. You know, they have spines. And their spines misalign. And so we have that process as well. But 100 years ago, almost every farm in America had a jar of barley water in the refrigerator. They would take about a pound of barley and put it in a milk jug, a glass milk jug, and fill it with water and put it in the refrigerator and just sit there with a cap over top of it to keep it, you know, to keep it pure. Because they knew that within 24 hours, most of the calcium that was in that barley had leached into the water. And, of course, they called it barley water. And they knew that anybody that had a fever, if they would throw away the barley and just leave the water behind. And they feed that water, the fever would break in a matter of minutes. Why? Because the body's getting an adequate amount of calcium, and your immune system will not work without calcium. So they'd throw off the water, they throw off the barley and drink the water because the water is full of calcium lactate. And they wouldn't drink anything else. For the next little while, they would just drink this barley water. All the people who have died that have gone through hospice or whatever other kinds of problems are going on, we know now, based on research, that they are so low in serum calcium at the time of death
but you'll never hear medical people talking about this at all. What you see when people go into hospice is usually a morphine kind of thing that is, you know, it's slow, it's a slow speed euthanasia. I don't know what else to call it. This suppresses the breathing until they finally pass. Euthanasia is, I don't know that it's legal in more than one or two states right now, and even I'm not sure that's the case anymore. But that's exactly what's going on. Whereas if they had kept pumping them full of calcium in the form of calcium lactate, which is the way the plant kingdom produces calcium lactate, and your body converts that into calcium bicarbonate to get the calcium inside your body that you really need. Now, what is the test that should be done on anybody going into the emergency room who is in a very sick, decrepit, suffering kind of condition? It's not done. But what test do you think, I'm going to tell you about here in a moment after the next break, what test should be done immediately on anybody sick or dying in the emergency room that can immediately turn the situation around? We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show here in a moment. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First Lady Jill Biden is traveling through Romania and Slovakia this weekend, two countries bordering Ukraine that have taken in hundreds of thousands of refugees. Saturday, the First Lady received a briefing from humanitarian workers. She also thanks the people of Romania for their kindness.
The Romanian people are amazing. To welcome all these refugees into their homes and offer them food and clothing and shelter and give them their hearts. And it's, I think the world knows that. And so
expect to pay more at the pump this weekend. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.27 a gallon. That's up 3 cents from Thursday. The average last year at this time was $2.94 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News. A federal judge has temporarily suspended Title 42's original expiration date in late May. Title 42 denies asylum claims for many illegal immigrants because of public health concerns like COVID. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul tells Fox Business he believes the border will be overrun when Title 42 ends.
My home state of Texas, we just can't absorb this anymore.
The CDC says Title 42 is no longer needed, and the Department of Homeland Security is working to increase the size of processing facilities and transportation fleets while deploying more Border Patrol agents. The site of a South Florida condo complex collapse will be auctioned off later this month. Bidding will start at $120 million for the May 24th auction. Nearly 100 people were killed when Surfside's Champlain Towers South collapsed last June. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So, what is the test? And of course, you've got this figured out. You want to get the blood calcium level on every patient coming into the hospital. And I've mentioned this. I have some MDs. I take care of patients. And I mentioned this, and their response is usually the same. Oh, you've got to be kidding. I said, well, you do blood gas. If they're comatose, you do a blood gas. You want to know if their blood's moving alkaline or acidic, and so you can, you know, administer the bicarbonate or something else to get them back into a conscious state. Why don't you check their blood calcium at the same time? Oh, who's going to do that, Jack? Well, yeah, I understand. But if there's some infectious process going on inside their bodies, the best thing they can possibly get at that point in time is not a blast of antibiotics. It's a blast of calcium. And it's their own research. I mean, you can go to medline.com, which is where I will often, or pubmed.com, and search for abstracts in peer-reviewed research, and search for blood calcium and immune system or blood calcium fevers or whatever, and there's tons of research that substantiates what I'm talking about. And so doctors come face to face with the evidence, but they won't accept this obvious conclusion that a blood level of calcium, when you are going into the emergency room for whatever reason. Now, I'm not talking about a broken arm, although it wouldn't be a bad idea to improve calcium at this point because the healing bone needs it. But I'm talking about people that are in serious, serious conditions, and they're trying to do an immediate diagnosis as to what, in a triage type of situation, as to what this patient requires. Do the calcium. Now, how important is calcium? Calcium is the only mineral required by life, and your body requires many minerals to operate correctly. It's the only one that has its own gland to regulate the level of calcium inside the body. You don't have a gland to regulate iron. You don't have a gland to regulate copper or selenium. You don't have a gland to regulate zinc. And yet those four minerals I just mentioned are absolutely essential for the body to work correctly.
the idea from Mother Nature is that in our diets that Mother Nature created, not Post, not Kellogg's, not this food company or that food company, not the macaroni and cheese people. I'm talking about the kind of foods that Mother Nature created for us, has, if it's been grown in mineralized soil, all the minerals that your body needs to operate. I mean, how have we survived for thousands upon thousands of generations on this planet? Because of our ancestral diets that came from the earth, came from the plants out of the earth or something that ate those plants, that nourished our bodies and gave us what we needed outside of the commercial stuff that now exists inside the supermarkets. So you have a gland to regulate the level of calcium inside your body. It's called the parathyroid gland. And para means out there on the edge, like, you know, paranormal, out beyond normal kind of stuff. Well, parathyroid means it's out on the outer edges of the thyroid gland. There's four of them. These tiny little glands, they're very difficult to find. If there is any kind of a situation indicating parathyroid hormone problems that your doctor is checking you for, there's an interesting test that is done. I'm not going to go into it now, but I find it fascinating to try to find these four little tiny buds on the side of the thyroid. But those buds are absolutely essential to life because they regulate the level of calcium in the bloodstream that your body, minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, requires. And if you run across something that triggers an infectious process in the body, it will make sure the calcium levels in the bloodstream are increased and will literally pull it out of your bones to do so. That's the majesty of this forbidden doctor that's inside of you. But interestingly enough, and that's where a lot of adult fevers come from. Oh, he must have picked up a bug. No. You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things. And as long as your, you know, gun is full of bullets, and it's not the calcium that does the killing. The calcium creates something called the calcium wave. And this is just absolutely fascinating. It was discovered by the Kellogg School of Ophthalmology, I believe at the University of Minnesota. I might have that backwards. But they developed a digital camera, in a little tube that they could put into a bloodstream. And it has 600,000 frames per second. That's almost completely inconceivable to figure that out as to how that thing works. But they put this into the bloodstream, and they discovered something that they called the calcium wave. And whenever they would find a macrophage, which is the aspects of your white blood cells that go around and eat up all the bad guys, eat up cellular debris, eat up things that do not belong in the bloodstream, especially bacteria. And they would watch this when they could do 600,000 frames per second and slow that down. They found that when the macrophage approached the bacteria and would surround the bacteria that was still alive and almost looked like it was trying to escape, they saw this wave move all the way around the bacteria, and all of a sudden the bacteria was dead. And the macrophage would come up and engulf it and digest it. They called it the calcium wave because they found out the exact level of calcium in the bloodstream powered the calcium wave. And people who were deficient in calcium, the infectious processes would increase to a greater level inside their body. People that had sufficient levels of calcium were healthy and vibrant. Now, as I said, it's not the calcium that does the killing. It's the calcium that allows phagocytosis to occur. Phago meaning eat, and cytosis meaning the action of the white blood cell to destroy the bacteria. So, where are you going to get this calcium? A lot of times we think, well, we're just going to drink milk, but most of us are drinking pasteurized milk. You're not going to get much calcium whatsoever out of pasteurized milk because the enzyme that Mother Nature put into raw milk to convert that calcium into that calf when a calf is nursing from its mother or from a human that's drinking raw cow's milk, the enzyme's called alkaline phosphatase. And that alkaline phosphatase is the enzyme that allows the calcium in that milk to come into your body and into your bones. Now, what is the test that milk producers use to prove whether milk is raw or pasteurized if they're not sure when they get a delivery of milk? They do the alkaline phosphatase test. Because if the milk has no alkaline phosphatase, they know it's been pasteurized. Because the pasteurization process destroys the very enzyme that allows the calcium in the milk to come into your bones. You follow me on that? We do not pasteurize milk to protect you and me so much in our milk products as we try to make sure the crappy milk that gets into the system has been destroyed through pasteurization to not pollute the good milk. You follow me on that? Pasteurization isn't so much to make sure you're okay. It's to allow crappy product into the system. By crappy product, I mean raw milk that's too old, raw milk that may have pus or blood or something else from a sick cow getting into the system. But the problem is the pasteurization process stops the transfer of calcium from you, from the milk into your bones. I mean, that's almost like a crime. So when mothers come to me and they hear me talk about this on the radio or in other situations, they come to me, but what are we supposed to do? Well, organic green leafy vegetables have calcium in it in the form of calcium lactate. But the only kind of calcium your body uses in the bloodstream is calcium bicarbonate. It's the only form it can actually use. It's the liquid form of calcium in your bloodstream. When we get calcium lactate in our diet, the body has one enzyme change to convert the calcium lactate to calcium bicarbonate. So if you provide your body enough calcium lactate, you'll have all the calcium bicarbonate that you need. Now, that may be a bit much, but I think you can follow me through on that. And so what I recommend is calcium lactate. Calcium lactate in either a powdered form or a tablet form. That's easily obtained at ordersforforbiddendoctor.com. Orders@forbiddendoctor.com. Or you can call the office, 801-523-1890, and talk to the staff, and they know everything about this. So why do I push calcium so much? Not just when you know that it has a gland that regulates its level inside the body, you know the brain is very serious about adequate calcium levels. Your skin won't be healthy without it. Your nerves cannot transmit signals through the nervous system without it. Your eyes cannot see without it. Your hearing will not work without it. Your immune system simply will not work without calcium. And there are several other things that are involved that calcium probably is the dominant mineral inside the body. Now, it's something I refer to as the 1% solution. 99% of the calcium in your body, obviously, is in the bones. But 1% is flowing through the bloodstream in the form of calcium bicarbonate so that muscles can contract and muscles can relax. Nerves can transmit their signal. The heart can have a regular rate, rhythm, and tone beating to the lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub. All these things are so calcium-dependent. So I tell these mothers, take a little bit of this powdered calcium, a teaspoon of this powdered calcium, stir it up in about 3 or 4 ounces of water, swirl it around so it can dissolve a little bit, and have your child drink it. Now, it's kind of gritty, but it doesn't really have a taste. It's just a new experience, and sometimes kids don't like it. But I'm telling you, within 20 minutes, their fever will break, if not quicker. And they'll be back out of bed and back outside running around again. I have seen this over and over again. Now, for us to be able to get adequate rest at night, you can't go into a deep sleep state without calcium. So it's not just the kids who need this. Adults need it as well. and the product I use is calcium lactate. Now, there's a lot of calciums out there in the market. Most of it's calcium chloride. That's what the mountains are made out of. And there's a reason why those mountains are still there, because calcium chloride is very difficult to break down. Calcium lactate, the form that nature makes, or well water. But well water, spring water that's clean, is loaded with calcium bicarbonate. So when I get back, I want to kind of wrap this up. But if you are in an emergency situation and you know you need some calcium and you're traveling at a hotel or something else, is there a little trick you can use? You bet there is. And I'll tell you about it as soon as we're back. This is Jack Stockwell, me at the DJV Health Show. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, deals on Mother's Day gifts.
Moms are the best
and deserve the best, which is why I went to Kohl's and got Nike tees for under $30, jewelry for just $19.99, and slippers for under $17.
Leave it to you to find all the savings.
What can I say? Like mother, like daughter. Did I mention you can get an extra 15% off or even more with a Kohl's card?
Your mom would be so proud.
Select styles, Nike Phalanx, May 8th, coupons do not apply, 15% off rank, May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Paid for by the American Hospital Association. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken its toll on the nation's healthcare workforce, especially nurses. A survey published in Workplace Health and Safety revealed nearly 45% of nurses encountered physical violence, and more than two-thirds were victims of verbal abuse in early 2020. Robin Begley is the AHA's chief nursing officer.
We are experiencing quite literally a growing assault on our profession. The women and men who dedicate themselves to saving lives deserve a safe and healthy practice environment, free of violence and intimidation.
The AHA is urging the Attorney General to support legislation that would create federal protections from intimidation and assault for healthcare workers. All workers deserve to feel safe on the job. And while we will never reduce violence in hospitals to zero, hospitals can insist on zero tolerance for abusive behavior. Visit AHA.org to learn more.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to the DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I hope you're getting something out of this. I mean, I get a kick out of talking about these things, even though the thing I'm talking to you about now, especially this little secret, if you're out there on the road and you don't have your calcium lactate yet, I talk about this stuff all the time. I do a live show in Salt Lake City. I've been doing talk radio since March of 1995, and a lot of my friends often say, in social settings, I kind of sit off and by one-on-one with somebody or quiet. And they say, well, my goodness, for a talk show host, this guy's off. Just stick a microphone in front of his face. That's usually what my friends will say. And then they can't get me to shut up. So you're at a convention or you're traveling on a vacation and you've got kids and they start to get a little sick or something. And you know enough about natural healing now that to run off to the local emergency care center may not be the best answer for you. Or you are starting a sore throat. You're at a 2 or 3 day convention and you look in your travel bag and, oh my gosh, I forgot my calcium. Oh my gosh, I forgot my whole food vitamin C. What am I going to do? Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go down to the kitchen, down to the restaurant, and you're going to ask them for two things. You're going to ask for a raw egg, and they may not want to do that, but you can get the raw egg, and some vinegar, a few ounces of vinegar, and an egg in the shell, not a hard-boiled egg, a raw egg with its shell. You're going to open up that egg, and you're going to, I hate to see a raw egg ruined, but unless you, like me, will have raw eggs occasionally, shoot them down as a shooter. You're going to take that raw egg out of the shell, and you're going to open up that shell, and you're going to use the hairdryer that's there in the hotel. I know this sounds crazy, but bear with me on this. The hairdryer to dry that shell out as much as you possibly can. Then you're going to crush it up, and you're going to put it in one of the glass drinking glasses that they provide you with in that hotel room, and crush that egg up as much as you small and as much as you can. Put it in that glass and pour in some vinegar on top of it. A little bit of vinegar. You don't need a whole lot. And the acetic acid in that vinegar is going to start dissolving that shell.
And what do you think that that liquid solution is going to fill up with? Yeah. Calcium citrate. Now, calcium citrate does not occur in nature. It's a man-made product, but it works. And so you're going to swirl that around and let it dissolve and swirl that around and let it dissolve. And then you're going to pour off some of that solution into another glass with that vinegar and the eggshell dissolved. It's going to be very strong and acidic, so you want to dilute it with some more water. And then you're going to shoot that down. Forget about the vinegar taste and everything else. You're going to shoot that down. You just gave yourself a blast of calcium that your body can desperately use. And I'm telling you, within a matter of minutes to an hour or two, that sore throat's going to disappear. Your immune system, if you don't remember anything else from the show today, your immune system is absolutely dependent on calcium. Now, the best thing to do is to get calcium lactate either in a powder form or pill form at orders@forbiddendoctor.com and carry it with you. Make sure you have it with you all the time. Because anytime you start to feel something a little kind of goofy going on, and for me, I feel a little scratchiness in the very back, at the top of my throat, in the back of my mouth. I feel a little scratchiness back there. And I'll tell you, I just stir up about a teaspoon, maybe 1.5 teaspoons of powdered calcium lactate in about 4 or 5 ounces of water, stir it up, shoot it down, and in a matter of minutes to an hour or two, I'm feeling much, much better. At ForbiddenDoctor.com, my wife and I have over 200 podcasts. Many of them deal with this very subject. And on the homepage of ForbiddenDoctor.com, there are 3 search bars, one for symptoms, one for products, one for podcasts. And if you will spend some time looking through there, you can find an awful lot of information that I think will help you to get a better grounding for the kinds of things that you want to be able to take care of for your family. Well, that should be it. That should be it for about this week's DJV Health Show. Remember, you can hear all of our DJV Health Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at djvhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcast, as I've been talking about here, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And it has been an absolute pleasure to visit with you again. I just love doing this. I hope you love it as well. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'll see you in another week.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.